All right. Hello and welcome back to the Find Your Spark podcast. My name is Ashley Hunt.
And I'm Nicole Wilson.
And we haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah.
We have not. And for this podcast, what we really wanted to talk about is stress awareness. And the reason why, I'll just tell you kind of how preface how this started. So we have our team meetings, we look kind of at the month and what topics might be useful and helpful. And so for this month, Stephanie talked to us about how it is, Stress Awareness Month and just kind of talking about importance of that. And so she said on a team meeting, she said, "So who would like to talk about stress?" And I immediately started to laugh and I saw Nicole's face. And then I said, "Okay, I think that I could talk about it. And Nicole could probably join me because we might be a little stressed out. And so it's probably something that we could talk through."
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a little stressful lately, so we thought this would be a good topic to jump in on.
Yeah. So obviously I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you saw the topic, it might have caught your eye, like, oh, stress awareness, like what is that? Maybe you're a little stressy at the moment, or you felt stressed out before. I'm pretty sure everybody's probably felt some stress a time or two in their life. And so, one, that's normal. There is nothing wrong with you if you are stressed out to the max right now. Samesies and normal. Okay, so you're in good company here. But what I really wanted to that I've kind of had a little. I've come up from craziness recently, and I've had a little more awareness, and so I've had a little insight around this. And I thought maybe that would be something that would be helpful to chat about. So one is that I'll just start by saying it's, we're growing and we're changing, and Spark is doing some really fun, really cool stuff. If you don't know, we might have a little conference that's happening in October, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll announce it in a more formal, tone later. But yeah, we are having a conference, and so we have lots of stuff going on, and it's really exciting. And in that excitement, I've got myself a little stressed out. I have been doing all sorts of things. So in family life and in work life, and I've had that struggle to find work-life balance, all that stuff. And I knew that I was feeling off. I just didn't know how off I was feeling. And so the reason why I asked Nicole to join me was because I talked to her about my feelings, I don't know, several weeks ago now, and just shared how I knew that I knew I was off. I knew that I was going to one task to another and things were not getting completed. And just feeling off, but I just didn't know how much. And then I had a conversation with with another coworker, who may be one of my best friends. And she kind of said, "Hey, what's going on?" And in that moment, she did it in such a nice way. Brooke is great about doing it like that. But in that moment, kind of when I talked through it with her, at first I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then she allowed me to, ponder on it, reflect on it. And eventually it's like a cloud cleared and suddenly I realized, oh my gosh, I have been in such a crazy mindset lately. I've been so all over the place in my head that, yeah, I have not been present. I haven't, everything's taking me a lot longer to do. Like, what is going on? And prior to that moment, talking to her, it was confusing, frustrating, and I was just all over the place and knew I felt a little off, just wasn't really sure. And then it was when she talked to me about it and I got reflective, it was like that awareness piece clicked in, like awareness. I suddenly became aware that, oh, wait, this is what is happening. This is why I've been feeling off. I have a lot of things racing through my mind right now. And no wonder why I'm slow at everything and I'm frustrated and I'm confused. It doesn't mean that there's something that's wrong with me in general. It means my mind is just all over the place right now. I have some thinking going on that I am really holding on to, and it is running me ragged. And in that moment, it's not like suddenly I had no stress or all my problems disappeared. No, it was that I became aware of it. And it was like, oh, wait, this is what's going on. Oh, this makes sense now. This is why when I tried to write that email, it was so hard for me to write. This is why, I'm going to bed and I'm getting headaches and my mind is racing. Like, oh, that's what's happening. And suddenly, just in that moment of awareness, I already started to feel better. It didn't mean that everything was perfect, but it meant that I now knew what was happening, and so I could navigate through this situation in my in this time frame that I'm in right now. I can navigate and adjust a little bit differently. So I just said a whole lot, but when I talked to you about it, you also started to talk about that awareness. So I want to hear from you, like your perspective on it and what you were talking to me about too.
I have always thought, like in my head, like once you become aware, that is the key to the door. Like awareness is that key to the door to getting and stepping outside of whatever it is that you're caught up in, stress, anxiety, panic attacks, feeling depressed, all of the feelings. But when you have awareness of it, I've always just said, like, that is the key to walking out of that door and just seeing it for what it is.
Really like that metaphor so much.
It is. It's that invisible key. And I think the moment like I become aware when I'm spiraling, I just always picture myself just spiraling like in a tornado. And when I am caught up in it, like it's like you're standing in the middle of a tornado and you just see all of the tasks that you have to do and the things that you have, you have to do it with your family and the things that you have to do in 4 months from now. And it's all spiraling around you and you're just standing there frozen in the middle of it. And I have just pictured my mind kind of getting like that when I'm spiraling. And but when I become aware of just how we as humans experience life and just having that awareness piece, it allows me to just step outside of it. And then I'm like, I just did it again. That's okay. And it's okay. It's so human of us to get caught up. And the more I feel like we have some grace with ourselves in those moments, like, and not feel guilty about it, because that's the other thing. Like, you and I both feel really, really guilty when we get caught up,
Yeah,
you
big
know?
time.
And I'm learning to just try to be nicer to myself about it and not beat myself up, because I feel like then it lingers. That whole like stress and overwhelm just still kind of stays there playing in the background when you feel guilty about it, you know?
Yeah, big time.
And I think that awareness is huge. It is the game changer when you are caught up in it and you're like, oh, actually, it's okay.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. That metaphor just makes so much sense because it's like, well, I'm still, so we can continue in it that we feel trapped, we feel locked in, right? And then that awareness comes in and suddenly I have this key to get out. It doesn't mean right away, like everything's gone and I can just whatever, but now I have a key. I understand. I know how I can get out now. And yeah.
Yeah, it gives you space then to see what you can do with the chaos, like stepping out of it, awareness. Okay, now I'm aware of what's happening within myself, and now I can look and see like what like you just have more space to figure something out and start like problem solving in that space, you know?
Yeah, I was even picturing when you were talking about like your mind being in this tornado and you're like in the middle of it. But then when you become aware, you step outside of it, that tornado is still going on. But you just are now outside of it and you can kind of look back and you have a bigger picture of it and you can see it for, where it's going, what it's doing, how big it really is versus being in the middle of it. And I think that's so useful. That's so helpful to just picture for myself. And I know when I was talking to you about it before, I was saying, yeah, it was so weird. It's like suddenly nothing had changed, but everything changed. I still had all my to-dos on my list. I still had, all the things I hadn't gotten to, but I felt differently in that moment. And yeah, it was just like, oh, now I suddenly have that key to get out. Now I know what's happening.
Yeah, it's like state of mind is so huge. Like sometimes the thing, like the task that we have to do at work or the to-dos we have to do at home, sometimes it looks like a problem and it sometimes doesn't look like a problem. And it's not that the task or the to-dos changed, it's just how you feel changes. And being aware of that, like when something feels hard, maybe it's just not the time to try to do it. Because maybe it's, you need to take a step back, or you need to, just breathe a little bit and allow that tornado to calm down. It's kind of like our snow globe activity that we do. It's like you're just shaking up your snow globe and it's chaotic and you can't think clearly and you can't see clearly. It's just all crazy. And then the moment you have awareness, it's setting the snow globe down and letting it settle. And I think that's just awareness is that's the awareness piece, just setting it down and letting it settle down naturally.
Yeah, I love that. It's making me think when Brooks sat me down literally and talked through it, that awareness came in because I finally sat down and like looked at it and got really, really aware and self-reflective. And it was like, oh, okay. And it allowed my snow globe mind to, for a second, I was able to put it down and then that stuff started to fall away. Yeah. And we teach this. We know this, and we still are human beings, which means we aren't immune to being a human. We aren't immune to our feelings and what goes on day to day and in life. And so it just means because we know it, it's helpful when we need to navigate through that stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing that like I like to share a lot in the classes that we teach. But just because you understand how it works doesn't mean that it's not gonna happen. And it doesn't mean you're not gonna feel, 100% all the time. That's we always want to be at, 100%, but it's just being human. And so anytime like you start to fall into that stress and overwhelm, just you're just being human and it's okay.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yeah. So hopefully this was helpful for you in this stress awareness, just to understand, hey, you're not alone and kind of look around. It's nothing that you're doing wrong. It's just that your mind, you've got some thinking going on and it's just going to cause you to be a little slower. Give yourself grace and just know that the first step really is understanding it, being aware, and then you can step outside of that storm and figure out what to do from there. So, if you like this and you want to listen more, make sure one that you're following us on for our podcast, like click that subscribe button, and follow us on all of the socials. We're all over the place. Spark Mentoring, look us up, the Spark Initiative. We are, as I said, we're having a conference. So if that seems to interest you, we're so excited. It is the National Well-being and Resilience Alliance conference, and it is going to be amazing. We're going to have some really cool speakers. We are going to, it's going to be amazing. So
Cannot wait.
seriously, so we it's on our website. We just have a save the date right now, so look that up and just be sure to, if you can join us, we would love to have you. If you have any topics that you would like us to talk about, please share them with us. You can email us at info@thesparkinitiative.com. Let us know. And yeah, we will do that.
Right.
So,
Thanks for listening, guys.
thank you.
It
Bye.
takes a spark
to start a fire.